In his State of the Union address this week, President Obama put the drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan into high gear ahead of next year's withdrawal deadline.
This spring, our forces will move into a support role while Afghan security forces take the lead. Tonight, I can announce that over the next year, another 34,000 American troops will come home from Afghanistan.
This year's fighting season begins shortly, and it will be the first time that Afghan National Security Forces, trained and assisted by the United States and its allies, will be at the forefront. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, who was in Afghanistan this week, says U.S. forces will be there as a backup.
What you'll see this summer is that the Afghans will be tested, the Afghan security forces will be tested. We'll be there with them, and that's as much a physical support as it is kind of psychological support.
The troop reduction will be gradual, allowing a sufficient number of U.S. soldiers to be on hand to provide that support. Officials say that satisfies concerns expressed by General John Allen, who has just handed over the command of Allied forces in Afghanistan to General Joseph Dunford. Allen told reporters in Kabul this week his successor faces big challenges in completing the drawdown.
He has to shrink the basing platform as he retrogrades the war material that has accumulated in this theater for over 10 years, as he sends home a couple hundred thousand folks, leaving the coherence of the campaign intact, which is moving the ANSF, keeping them in the lead, supporting them as they take the fight to the enemy. Doing all of that in the same space and time with less than 23 months remaining, it is a daunting task.
Most of the coalition forces are to be out of Afghanistan by the end of next year. And what happens in the country beyond that, analysts say, is a big question. Ahmad Majidiar of the American Enterprise Institute says setting deadlines like the 2014 pullout date could be helping the insurgents.
The Taliban has a mantra that they say that the coalition forces, they have the clock, but we have the time. So their strategy right now is to just wait out the foreign troops, and once the foreign troops are gone, then they would try to just come back with vengeance and with more power to regain some of the territories they have lost.
The U.S. has yet to announce how many troops it may leave beyond 2014 to advise and assist the Afghans as they continue the fight against insurgents. That will be decided in a bilateral security agreement that the U.S. and the Afghan government are negotiating. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.